Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitangstra Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So we wish you all a happy Diwali. Diwali marks the end of 1 year. And by the end of the year, we want to pay our debts, rectify our relationships, and prepare for the next year. And try to do better in the next year. The Vedic literatures inform us that in the modern age of Kali Yuga, we are in Kali Yuga, that the recommended process for self-realization or God-realization is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Of course, we know that Lord Krishna appeared about 5,000 years ago and spoke Bhagavad Gita. And at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna instructed Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yisyami ma suchaha. That one should give up all varieties of religiousness and just surrender unto Krishna. And Krishna will deliver us from all sins. Do not fear. But how do we surrender to Krishna practically? It is a big question. And therefore, Krishna himself came again about 500 years ago as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And he showed us practically how to serve Krishna and how to develop love for Krishna, especially in the modern age of Kali. And he quoted one verse from Brihad Naradiya Purana. Harinama, harinama, harinama eva kevalam. Kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyata. One should chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names of Lord Hari. There is no other way, no other way, no other way for success in the modern age of Kali. Lord Chaitanya himself demonstrated how to chant the holy names. And actually, there are two methods. Probably many of you know already, but still, I will explain. One method is called japa. In japa, one chants mainly for one's own self. One will chant softly so that he himself or she herself can hear. And the previous acharyas have recommended that we chant on beads, japamala. And as a New Year's resolution, I suggest that we all begin to chant at least one mala every day. And those who are chanting less can try to increase. Suppose someone is chanting two malas every day. So let us say someone is chanting two malas per day. So in the new year, we can decide, okay, we'll do four malas, or whatever we can manage. One mala will take about 5 or 10 minutes. So that is japa. The other method is kirtan. And as you know, kirtan means loud chanting all together, usually with musical instruments like mridanga, kartals, sometimes harmonium. And that collective chanting of the holy names of God is very effective in the modern age of Kali. So how does the chanting work? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheto Darpano Marjanam, that the chanting will cleanse the dirt from the mirror of the mind. Just like if you have a mirror, if you want to know what you look like, you have to look in the mirror. But if the mirror is covered with dust, you cannot see. So we have to cleanse the dust from the mirror of the mind. Then we can know who we are. Right now, in ignorance, we may think we're the body. We think we're black or white or red or yellow or man or woman, American, Russian, Chinese, African. We have so many designations based on falsely identifying with the body. But Cheto Darpano Marjanam, when we clear the dust from the mirror of the mind by chanting, and we can actually see who we are, we're not the body at all, but we're the soul within the body. And the soul is not black or white or male or female or Russian or Chinese. The soul is pure spirit, part and parcel of God or the Supreme Spirit or Krishna. So the chanting will cleanse all the dirt from the mind or the heart. And again, how? How does the chanting work? So there's one verse, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. The holy name of Krishna is Krishna himself. Binatva Nama Namine. There's no difference between the name and the thing referred to by the name. In the material world, or the relative world, there's a difference between the name or word and the object. For example, if I'm in the desert and I'm dying of thirst and I chant, water, 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 just chanting water, water will not quench my thirst, because the word water and the substance water are different. But in the spiritual world or the absolute world, the name of the thing and the thing are the same. So when we chant the holy name of Krishna, Krishna is actually present. He's dancing on our tongues. And therefore, because Krishna is all pure, when we associate with him by chanting his holy names, we become purified. Chaito Darpano Marjanam. And when we become purified, when we become Krishna conscious, then we automatically develop all good qualities. We have qualities that are good, and we have other qualities that are not so good. And usually, at the end of the year, people make resolutions for the new year. You know, it may be that I will not lose my temper anymore, or I will not overeat. We make so many resolutions, but after some time, we fail in our determination, because of weakness in the heart. So the one resolution that will eventually help us develop all good qualities and keep other secondary resolutions is the resolution to chant the holy names of God. Now today, Diwali also commemorates the return of Lord Ramachandra to Ayodhya. You all know the history, how Ram was banished from his kingdom into the forest. And then in the forest, Ravana kidnapped Sita and took her to Lanka. Then Ram and Lakshman searched for Sita. They made alliances with many monkey warriors, and eventually they came to the southern tip of India. They built a bridge across to Lanka, and eventually Ram killed Ravana, which is commemorated by Dasara, or Ram Vijay Dasami. Then Mother Sita was tested in fire and she emerged pure. And then Ram, Lakshman, and Sita, accompanied by Hanuman and other associates, returned to Ayodhya. So the residents of Ayodhya, in order to celebrate the return of Lord Ramchandra, they placed lamps on the rooftops and balconies in celebration of the return of Lord Ram. And then, of course, Lord Ram was installed on the throne. So we also want to welcome Lord Ram, or Krishna, into our hearts. We want, just like we clean the temple before we install the deity, we clean the temple so that the temple is a fit place for the Lord to reside. So similarly, we want to welcome Lord Ramchandra into our hearts. We want to install him on the throne of our hearts. But in order to make our hearts a proper place for him, a fit place for him, we have to cleanse the heart. And therefore, on the auspicious occasion of Diwali, we chant the holy names of Rama and Krishna, Hare Krishna and Hare Rama. So, Cheto Darpano Marjanam, that the heart is cleansed. And we can welcome Lord Ram into our hearts and install him on the throne of our hearts and celebrate his presence. So this should be our resolution, to purify our hearts so that the Lord will have a proper place to sit there. And who could be the more fortunate than the person that has Lord Ram or Krishna with him? The Srimad Bhagavatam, the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, contains a summary of the story of Ramayana. There are many Ramayanas, or histories of Ramachandra, and of course the most authorized in Sanskrit is Valmiki Ramayana. But Srimad Bhagavatam also has a short Ramayana. And at the end of the Ramayana, within the Bhagavatam, there is a statement that during the reign of Lord Ramachandra, all of the citizens were peaceful and happy, just like in Satwa Yuga. You probably know that there are four ages that repeat in cycles, like the seasons. They repeat. So there's a cycle of four ages, and Satwa Yuga is the best of the ages. It's the golden age. And then comes Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. So the Bhagavatam describes that during the rule of Lord Ramachandra, all the citizens were happy and healthy and peaceful, just like during the age of Satwa Yuga, although it was actually the age of Treta Yuga. And Srila Prabhupada comments that by God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, one can invoke Satwa Yuga or Ram Rajya even in Kali Yuga, by God consciousness, by Krishna consciousness. And therefore, the same Krishna who appeared earlier as Rama appeared again in Kali Yuga as Lord Chaitanya to introduce the chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna and Hare Rama. So if we take up the chanting of the holy names, we can not only invoke the presence of Lord Ram within our hearts, or welcome Lord Ram into our hearts, but we can recreate the situation of Satvayuga. We can recreate the situation of Ram Rajya. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada said that people now want the kingdom of God without God. But we cannot have the kingdom of God without God. We cannot have Ram Rajya without Ram. But if we invoke the presence of God, of Krishna, by the chanting of the holy names, then we can have the same experience of Sattva Yuga even in Kali Yuga. We can have the same experience of Ram Rajya. It's described that Ram loved all of the citizens, just like a father loves his children. And all of the citizens loved Lord Ram and obeyed him, just like the children obey and love the parents. So we can have the same situation even today by Krishna consciousness. So tomorrow will be the first day in the new year, and we invite you to come and begin the new year here. The first ceremony is Mangal Arati at 4:30 in the morning. Then there is also the Sringar Arati at 7 o'clock. But we invite you to begin the new year here in the temple by not only taking darshan of Sri Vigraha, but also chanting Sri Nam. And if you can, take a vow to make a resolution to chant every day in the next year and in all the years to come. And that will bring you all auspiciousness. We pray that the Lord will bless all of you in the year to come, and that you will also take the blessing of chanting into the new year. Hare Krishna. So we have 5 minutes before the arati. So if any of you have any questions or comments, you can raise your hand and we'll call on you. So everyone agrees. If you have any doubts or reservations, you should clear them. Otherwise, we have to assume that you agree. And we will see you tomorrow at, 4:30 or 7. And those of you who do not have Japa Mala and are ready to make a resolution to chant at least one mala every day, we will give you malas tomorrow morning. So So now we will have some announcements and then the arati. Hare Krishna.